4 or 5 or 50 years. And look at it. You will see. Oh, I forgot about this thing. Look thing, look at the chimney thing. Now the outside chimney was like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't you see? But now the other one, in the other chimney, it was built between the two rings.
Uh-huh.
You know. They're building some of that now, like that, but...
Well, the black stuff that would go out there.
Soot.
Soot would go out there.
Yeah, in the fall, you could put a lot of paper or something like that, and make a big fire, and that would burn your soot out. We didn't know anything about chimney sweeps or cleaning them out, because that burn them out. We take a wet, rainy day, don't you see, so it wouldn't set the house on fire.
Now, Ms., what sort of things did you have in the house? You know,
about
to sit in, or
I don't. We had benches now at the table. I remember we had benches with that many. You know, when you take that many around, and I imagine, I don't know, but I just imagined that they had a lot of comings and goings there. You with so many there, and you know what a bench is, don't you? All right, just plain bench without our back. It was just a bench, just a long piece of wood, and a bench.
Okay, other things in the house that you might have? You didn't?
I never got anything of my mother's or daddy's. I don't have one thing.
What do you mean, one piece of?
Piece of nothing. My grandmother, Avril, on my daddy's side, made a quilt and left to me, and I got it. As far as the furniture went, I do not know what went with the furniture. I don't know anything. Isn't that something? So, I have a bench made by this sister I told you that ran off and got married, went out the window. Well, her brother-in-law, I was named for him. Now, that's a different story. He is my second cousin. His mother, the man that married, just slipped off with this girl, my older sister than I. Well, they all were older, but this special one. Well, he liked me very much because I was named after him. His name was Oscar, and his mother was my great aunt. He was my cousin and also my brother-in-law. Can you figure that out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so they named, when I come, my mother, I think, had given out her names, and this great aunt said, let's name, she always called this boy named Oscar Ossie. Says, I'll name him Ossie. And then I was named Lou after a Lou who lived over here at a little out from West Point, Phoebe, a little town.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was why I got that name, Ossie Lou. She always talked about Ossie. I can hear her now. Because, see, she lived after my parents died, after my mother. And I can hear her saying, calling Oscar Ossie. She lived for years, I reckon 8 or 10 years. My mother was a young woman when she died. She was just in her early 50s, you see. And so I remember that.
Can you remember all their names?
My family? Oh, goodness, yes. Boy, I've got four children. I lost my oldest son. I have 12 grandchildren. I lost one of my grandsons. Now I have my 7th great-grandchild. Yeah, I remember all my sisters' names. You want to know them?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, this is on the hair on my mother's side. Lena, Leona, Letha, Clarence, Jesse, Ida, and Ina, and one died.
Hmm.
And on the was Charlie, Maggie, Gertrude was one that ran away, and Josie, John, and Sam, and one died.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you sit in? I mean, like, in the house?
We had chairs.